Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today for Cleo Movie Review, we are talking about the one, the only, the legendary, Debbie Allen. Y'all, this documentary on Netflix is beyond. It is on. This woman is so talented. That's just something you can't deny. The production company was Wall Pictures and none other than Shonda Land. Okay, that is Shonda Rhimes for this film. It's ridiculously good. The inspiration behind this documentary, you know, we're all behind documentaries. Since you know we are all into documentaries, man. Here, it's a real thing. It's real life. It's just knitting the nitty gritty of reality. And it's beautiful, especially now during COVID. It's something encouraging to see that this is what's going on in real life. These are the feats and the accomplishments of people here that you can see, that you can touch. Not so much because of COVID, but you can be a part of their real life experiences. And we all know that Debbie Allen is a real life living legend. She has a dance academy called DADA, the Debbie Allen Dance Academy here in California. And she produces the Hot Chocolate Nutcracker. All these beautiful, wonderful, talented kids are absolutely amazing and they go on to have amazing lives and careers. She literally changes the projection of their lives. And I understand that. I feel that. I think it's absolutely brilliant that she took her talent after rejection in so many ways and made it something that will live beyond her forever. Now, we're going to give a few credits to, of course, the cast, Debbie Allen, Mayla, Channel, Dahl and Lyric Cruz, who played, Bobo the Beat Santa, contributing choreographer, Abra Buchelberg, the dancer, as the cast members. And let me give a shout out to Jongik Bontemps for music, cinematography by Oliver Buchelberg. The editing was done by David Greenspan, Larissa James. These are the editors, and the editorial department was Brian Cirillo, Terrell Lloyd, and Vishal Singh. And forgive me if I butcher any names. The music department was DeAndre James, Alan Toole, and Autumn Prouty. Now, y'all, when I say this is some feel-good stuff for the holiday season, this is some feel-good stuff for the holiday season, and it's definitely good and chocolate, meaning good and with our culture, our Black culture. It is so good, y'all. I definitely will suggest this. This is a 5-star for me for documentaries and well worth the watch, okay? But if you have any extra you would like to add on to this, feel free to call in at any time at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. This is such a pivotal time in history, and to see that we are still thriving and pushing through is more than encouraging. It makes you want to do more yourself. So that's why we have Peer Education for the Arts. That is something you would see definitely on any film, any of her students. She demands excellence, and she gets just that. So I'm going to suggest you watch it, people. It's well worth it. It's well worth the time. So that's it for Cleo's movie review here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. And until next time, people, what do I want you to do? What I always say for you to do is to simply be great.